Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Edward Pinckney, the first pastor in the history of mankind to be sent to prison for quoting the Bible. I'm happy today. I'm happy to be able to do this radio show because I tell you, it's been 1,550 days since my arrest for voter fraud, which there was no voter fraud. It's been 1,550 days. Make that an extra 30 days. Make that 1,580 days since my arrest for voter fraud when there was no voter fraud. There was no voter fraud at all. 480 days under house arrest. Today is day 40th for being under house arrest illegally. After all, it's been 40 days since the appeal court made their decision. I spent 380 days in prison for a crime that was never committed. How do you do that and get away with it? How do you justify that? I don't know how they do it and get away with it, but we have allowed them to get away with it. I'm only here to encourage you today. That's all I want to do. I want to encourage each and everybody out there in radio land, computer land. I want you to know that we have a chance to do something so remarkable that we can stop these people. But before I get into all this, I want to talk about something specific so you can understand what's really going on. During the trial, what we did, we went to the FBI. Now, I know people out there say, well, if you go to the FBI, they're going to do the right thing. But we went to the FBI. We went to the FBI to discuss the case and the evidence of corruption by Barron County. Oh, I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking. Courts don't operate this way. The FBI don't operate this way. But I'm here to tell you today, this is what happened when I went to see the FBI. I tell you, when I went to see the FBI, now here's the things what was going on. We had this young lady by the name of Brenda Fox. We knew that she was paid by Detective Dannefeld. We knew that she was being paid to come to court to lie. But we wasn't really concerned about her, because we understood her motive. And we knew that, you know, under a cross-examination, she couldn't stand the pressure. But we also had the opportunity to go in there with a tape where Detective Dannefeld had sit up there, had this young man to make a tape, and was going to pay him $500 to make a tape, to lie under oath, to use in the courtroom against me. Yes, this is actually something that happened, because I wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't true, because he could find a way to sue me. But what I want to do, I want to show the people so they can get an understanding what law enforcement do. See, a lot of times people don't understand what law enforcement do. What they do, they go out here and create cases, pay witnesses to come in and lie against you and send you to prison. Oh, I know it's hard for you to believe, but trust me, it do happen. My case is the perfect case where this had happened. I wouldn't believe it myself. Matter of fact, if I believed it, I would have never went to the FBI. So here's the deal. Now, I get myself together, me and my attorney, we go to the FBI. First of all, he warned me. He told me. He said, now listen, I know you want to go to the FBI, and you believe that they are going to do something about this corruption down here in Barron County. He said, I know you believe this. He said, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be trying to go to the FBI and report them. Here I am talking to my attorney, and in a way he was trying to tell me, nothing is going to happen with the FBI because they're all part of the corruption. But you know me. I said, no. I said, I believe with the tape with all the evidence we have, that we have a chance to go in there and expose a very, very corrupt system here in Barron County. You see, now here we are. Me and my attorney, we go over the tape. We go over the evidence. We take the evidence. We play the evidence three or four times in his office before we go. He looks at it. He said, this should send this detective to prison. I looked at him. Yeah, this is going to send him to prison. And he said, I'm going to tell you something before we go. He said, I don't believe they're going to do anything because they're all in this together. They work together against you. What they do, they create this stuff. Now, I know that U.S. Representative Upton is a big cahooter. You see, and I know that he runs Barron County. Whatever he say, go. If he says somebody go to jail, they go to jail. He says somebody go to prison, they go to prison. He says somebody lose their property, they lose their property. It's just that simple. Okay, you ask me, how is that possible? These people have a system here. They know how to take from you. They know how to take everything that you have and utilize it for themselves. So now, here I am talking to my attorney. We goes over the part where this young man, he comes in and said Detective Dannefield told him that not only would he cut his time, but he would also pay him if he said that Reverend Pinckney told him to kill one of the witnesses. Oh, yes. This guy had it in writing. He was so sure that this was going to happen, that he was so sure that we would be able to get this in. But here's the deal. My attorney looks at this. He looked at the letter that the guy wrote me. He looked at the letter that the guy wrote my attorney. He looked at the letter that this guy wrote to the judge. And he said, well, you know what? This is interesting, but you know where you're going. You're going and talk to the FBI. Oh, yeah, you're talking to the FBI. And what the FBI normally do, they the one who actually pay people to come in and testify. This came from them. So I still didn't believe them. We had another witness, a girl named Carmela Bettison. Now, here she go. She said that she was in the courthouse. This detective came up to her, even though that she did not vote in the election, they told her that if she came in and said that I paid her $5 to vote, that she would not have to be on probation anymore, and here's the best part, she would not have to pay any court costs or anything. All she had to do was come in and say that I paid her $5 to vote, which was almost ridiculous. Now, here's the deal. She's sitting up there. She told him that he didn't pay me. She said, well, the jury would never know that this man never paid you any money. I said, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But in the eyesight of the detectives, in the eyesight of the people around the courthouse, this is what they do. They've been doing this for years, and they've been sending people to prison. So now we have three incidents where somebody was paid. Then we have Tony Lewis. Now, Tony Lewis was a great case because, for one thing, he didn't take the money. When Detective Dannefield threw the money into his car, he took the money and threw it out the window. And it flew everywhere, close to $300 to $400. He told Tony that he was coming in to testify whether he liked it or not, unless he was going to take him to jail. This is all because of the voter fraud. You see, well, let me catch you up on a little bit so you can understand why it's so important, why what I'm saying today is so important. I'm only telling you out there in radio land to encourage you, because most people do not believe that these police officers are corrupt. People don't believe that the FBI is corrupt. People don't believe that judges, prosecutors are all corrupt. They're all in it together. Their job is to make sure that they utilize whatever they got to get you. See, their goal was to get me. They didn't care how much money they had to spend. They would do anything to go out of their way to nail me to the cross. But this is so important because I want people to understand, don't think that our police force, don't think that our justice system is fair and honest, because I am a perfect example, and I have evidence to support exactly what I'm saying. So that's crucial. But I want to encourage everybody out there, stop thinking that these things can't happen to you, because if it happened to me, it can happen to you. But let me go on, because I'm still at my attorney's office right now. And what we're trying to do, we're trying to figure out exactly how we're going to deal with this. We got Tony Lewis. We got Carmela Bederson. We got Craig Chavez. And we got Tommy Travis. We got four witnesses that's being paid to come in and testify or do something against me. Four people, not one, not two, not three, not four, and we got the evidence to support that they did it. So here we go. We're on our way to the FBI now. My attorney is telling me, and he was right. Everything he said was the truth. He said, look, I know you want to go, but what you're doing, you're going to the people who actually is the alpha of paying people to come in and lie against you. Oh, I get excited. I get excited. I get excited. But the point is, we went in there. We sat down and talked to the guy from the FBI. He's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. He know in my heart, I say, I got him. I got him just where I want him. Now, nobody could produce this much evidence and they not take a look at it, or at least not investigate it. I had all this evidence to produce. But not once the guy looked at me and said, the first thing came out of his mouth, well, all this is good, but you need to use this down in Berrien County. I was in total shock. I could not believe what this guy was telling me. Oh, then it goes all the way back to U.S. Representative Upton. Remember, he's in the federal courts. It goes all the way back to him. And I was in total shock. Nobody would believe exactly what was going on. I was shocked. But the point is, this is what I want to tell people. This is what I want to do on my show. I want to tell people and encourage them that the only way that we're going to beat these folks down, we have to work together. We have to fight together. Whatever your fight is, it's my fight. You see, I want you to know that. Whatever you need done, if I can help you, please do not hesitate. Do not hesitate. Do not hesitate to call me, because I will do whatever I can. If we have to email, whatever needs to be done, I promise you that I will do it. But let me move on, because it's important that you understand how all this came about. Because if you don't understand how it came about, you probably won't understand what I'm talking about, because it's important that people see the big picture. See, anytime you have a corporation like Whirlpool here in your city, and they're doing a hostile takeover, and you might call it gentrification, you might call it stealing, you might call it anything, but what they're doing, they're taking over all the land, and they're driving everybody of color out of the community. They're doing it by any means necessary. They don't care about me. They don't care about you. They don't care about your neighbor. They don't care about nothing. All they care about is driving you out of here. And that's what they're doing. But the point is, they can be stopped. See, the thing is, they can be stopped. And I want to encourage people out there in radio land. I want them to understand there are things that you can do. We have to unify ourselves. We have to become a united front. And I mean all across the country. Because if it happened here in Benton Harbor, Michigan, most likely it'll happen where you at. And what we want to do, we want to make sure it doesn't happen anywhere. And the only way that we can make sure that it won't happen anywhere, we have to bond together. Show the people, show the world that we're willing to fight together, we're willing to stand up for what's right and do this thing right. But it's important. Very, 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 very important. But the thing is, the thing that's really rocking my boat right now is that we, the people, have failed to come together and stand up. Because if you're living in Chicago and there's something going on, we all need to come to Chicago. If you're living in Detroit and there's something going on, we need to come to Detroit. If you're living in St. Louis, anywhere, we need to come there. So that's what it's all about. But my goal is to make sure that we get folks together, people willing to stand up and fight. Because there's nothing like it in the whole wide world. And they do things here the way that nobody would ever dream of. And the reason why they do it, because they've been getting away with this stuff for years. You have to take a stand. You, the people out there, it's coming. Don't you understand this, that they're building concentration camps right now to put people like you and me and everybody else in it. If we don't take a stand, we're all going to be in it. And always remember this, they usually nail who they want because we're so separated and so afraid. Think about the Fort Dix, that group. There's no reason in the world for them guys to be in prison. They used the media to say that these guys were so terrible that they did this and they did that. But the truth of the matter is, it was a setup. And once again, you have the FBI. You got these Fort Dix people, and they claiming that they was going to bomb the Fort Dix. Now, how stupid can you be? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of. Nobody is that dumb. You see, but what they do, and what they normally do, they get an informer. They pay him $250,000, $300,000 to set people up to scare the people that's in the country, that's inside the country, that's inside the city, that's inside that state. They got folks thinking that somebody was trying to blow up Fort Dix. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And don't let them tell you this, because that's what they want you to believe. They want to put that fear into you. Once they got that fear in you, they can do anything they want to. Oh, it's shameful, because I know what they do here. They plant drugs on you here. I mean, there was one cop. This is just one cop planted drugs on over 200 people. How do you plant drugs on 200 people? They gave this cop the Cop of the Year award simply because he was out planting drugs on people. And here is one of the places where you're going to always have an all-white jury. When I mean by all white, I mean all white. I mean, if you get one black person in there or one Mexican person in there, it is almost a miracle. It never, never happened. And they got it planned that way. And here, I can't speak about any place else. I'm only speaking about Bering County, Michigan. Down here, white people always believe that black folks is guilty. Even with the evidence the way it is. Because here's the case, half of those people that this guy planted drugs on went to trial. And every last one of them was found guilty. Can you explain that? And it was obvious that the cop was lying. But here's the thing. We have to understand that these things happen. A lot of times we let these things happen because we don't take a stand. We don't stand up. We don't do this or that. We need to take a stand and try to help each other. We don't do that. When you're not helping each other, you're helping the other guy. You're helping a government. You see? And here's the thing that I do. I always talk about this. I always talk about these ministers. See, it's important that you understand that these ministers are just like Pharisees in the Bible. Pharisee was the only one who stuck with government. They the only one. So you have to start thinking about what we're going to do. We as a team, we as a group, because we can't take this mess no more. When are we going to say enough is enough? When are we going to stand up and say, well, I'm not going to let my neighbor get in trouble anymore. I'm not going to let them come get my neighbor. Because next means next. Because you next. They come in your way. But this is something we can do. We have to learn to stand up. We have to say enough is enough. We have to take this thing to a whole different level. And the first thing we want to do here, we want to make sure that you understand that we have a boycott of Whirlpool in operation. And I think it's working so well that even now they got that minus BBB rating. They're just one step from junk stock. 33%. They was down. 33%. At the rate we're going now, we can continue. I got people in California who helping me with this. I got some folks all over the country helping me with this. But I want people everywhere to tell each other, tell your friends, tell your wives, tell your girlfriends, you know, tell your husband. I want you to start talking about this boycott. I want people to start talking about the boycott of Whirlpool. I want you to start talking about this all over the country and all over the world. I want people to know that Whirlpool is a bad, bad company. And it's one of the most racist companies in the whole United States. But we have to take this thing to a whole different level. You have to want to do it. And we need your help. We need to stop Whirlpool. When we stop Whirlpool, we can stop the takeover of the city of Benton Harbor because they're responsible for this. And here's another thing. They got this golf course running. My goal is have a mass demonstration here. Matter of fact, we're gonna march on that golf course. That's my goal. We're going to march on that golf course. We're going to line folks up from all over the country. We're going to even bust people in because we're going to let them know that we're not going to take this mess. Anytime you got a golf course and going to have a strip club on that golf course, what are you telling the people? What are you telling them? First of all, you have no respect for the people. You care less what the people say. You said you care less what the people think. Our biggest enemy is Whirlpool. Even though right now I'm on house arrest. But the point is, it's not going to stop us from dealing with a company like Whirlpool. We have to take this baby to a whole different level. We have to show them that the fight is still going on. You know, how I said, how can you be a soldier? How? You know, and never have a fight. How can you be in the army and never have a battle? So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to move this thing to a whole different level. We want to show them that we're able to do something. Because even these big companies, they've been beating up on us for so many years and getting away with it. We have allowed them to destroy our city, destroy families. Do you know how many families in Benton Harbor has been destroyed? Do you realize how many people that they have destroyed here in Benton Harbor? I'm talking about Whirlpool. When I say Whirlpool, I mean what I say. It's Whirlpool, and we have the stats to prove it. You see, they've been doing this for years. When they come in and ask for a $12 million tax break from a little city like Benton Harbor, what kind of mess is that? Then they get so high and mighty, they bring all their buddies in to get tax breaks. But they still give them the tax breaks. So that's why we have to stand together. I think that we're doing something really remarkable with this boycott of Whirlpool. Our level of concentration should be on Whirlpool, making sure that they understand that we're not going to give up without a fight. It's important. People have to realize that you cannot, you know, sit here and do nothing. Because you next. You're coming. Your turn is next. So I'm asking everybody out there, do not buy any Whirlpool products. None. Please, I'm appealing to you. Do not buy any Whirlpool products for any reason. Even if it's on sale, let it go. Because I tell you, that's the only message that we can send to a company like Whirlpool. We have to send a message to them that we're able to stand up and defeat them. Because I feel right now that we're defeating them. I'm thinking right now that we're gonna. I don't really want to drive him out of business. I want to bring him to the table and make them pay for everything they have done, not only to the people here in Benton Harbor, but also around the world. That's what they do. But we have to get up. We have to take this stand. We need to do something that's very constructive and let them know that we're not going to take this mess no more. So, Mom, I'm appealing to each and every one of you. This is an excellent opportunity, not only for me, not only for you, but this is an opportunity to show the world that when they do bad things to people, you get a chance to stand up and fight them, and you can defeat them. Because in their eyesight, they feel that you cannot defeat them. I know when we did the recall of Glenn Yarbrough, when we did that recall, and he was backed by Whirlpool, and we defeated him and Whirlpool. See, Whirlpool was throwing money around like it's free. They was buying, having pizza parties. They was doing everything you could think of. They was laughing and joking, making fun of us, you know, saying that we ain't have no money, we ain't got a chance in the world against them, and they were throwing it right in our face. They knew there was no way possible for us to win this day. He had one of the largest families here, but what he didn't have the knowledge and the understanding that we was going to win this day. We was ready. We were prepared mentally to do it. And we knew that even though Whirlpool was backing him with money, we knew for a fact that we had to win this baby. And we did. And when we won, oh, they couldn't take it. They ran straight to the prosecutor's office saying it had to be voter fraud. Nobody can beat Whirlpool. That was the thing. Whirlpool was saying nobody can beat us. We are a $20 billion company, and nobody can beat us. This is the message that they want to send to everybody else, that nobody could beat them. But we beat them. And I want to encourage everybody out there. I want you to hear this because this is important. These big companies that are walking around here, flexing their muscles, trying to prove that they're bigger than you and better than you, they're no better than you. If we get together and unify, the key word is unify ourselves among ourselves. We can beat these guys. We can spank them good. We can show them that we're able to continue this fight. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to know that we're able to do all things. All we have to do is sit down, analyze our position, understand that there's a big fight here, and there's more at stake than you and I. We have to think about our children and our children's children. We have to continue to think on that level because that's crucial. People have to understand. You see, this fight is not just for the day. It's for the future. It's for the future of our children, especially here in Benton Harbor. Anytime, you got a company like Whirlpool, that's stealing land, lakefront land, beach land, whatever they can get their hands on, they're doing it. They're taking land. They're taking anything that they can put their hands on, and they're driving all the residents out of the community. See, they can say they're not doing it, but look, if you tax them out of the community, that's the same thing, and that's what they're doing. They're taxing the people out of the community. Then they're trying to give you that impression that they're trying to help. How do you try to help when you take away all the jobs? How do you try to help when you outsource all the jobs? You tell me. I know the feel. I know what they're trying to do, but they're not going to get away with it because we're going to stand up and fight them. We're going to fight them until the end. We're going to stand up and let them know that we're not going to take this mess no more. We're going to be firm, and we're going to continue our program. We're going to stand up and let them know that this is it. And we're going to spread this all over the country. Oh, I tell you this. This is really, really, really exciting. I'm happy today. And I just want people to understand that this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of something really big. I tell you this. But this is something that you need to know. Because it's good. I tell you. This is something that we have to really get into. And take our time and get this baby right, because I know we're able to do it. But we have to do it. We have to do this as a team. We cannot do this as an individual. But I tell you, I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. And we're going to do whatever we can. Today, our show is only going to be 30 minutes, but I will be back next week, to talk to you more. And next week, we're going to have Larry Pinkney on, and we're going to talk about things that's interesting to everybody. I repeat, next week, we're going to have Larry Pinkney on, the former Black Panther, and I'm happy to say this because this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of something really big, something tremendous, and we have to continue because the fight goes on. We cannot stop the fight now. We have to let people know that we're able to continue this fight. And I tell you, I'm happy today. I'm happy today. I'm happy to be able to broadcast this show. But today my show is going to be cut short simply for the reason my tether is going off. So when my tether go off, the program have to end. But I will be back next week at 5 o'clock. I'll be back next week at 5 o'clock. I will be back next week at 5 o'clock, and I'm going to have Larry Pinkney on, and he will be my very, very special guest, a person who I love, a person who I know who can, you know, who's been a true fighter, a true warrior, and he's definitely been right on top of what he's doing. It's a blessing just to be able to communicate with a man like him, but I tell you one thing, this is just the beginning. Because he's a true warrior, he's a true fighter, and we need more people just like him, especially today. So this is something that people have to understand, because it's valuable for people to get into and realize that this is just the beginning. So I tell you, I'm going to say goodnight. I will definitely be back on next Sunday at 5 o'clock. With my very, 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 very good friend, Larry Pinkney.